drama that went with it, I don't know if I'd have, I don't think I'd have a job. Why is he still on the team?
I addressed the situation in detail on Wednesday. When I say I'm sorry to disappoint, I'm not really, but I'm just not going there today. We got a game to get ready for Monday night. I mean, it's like I said, I dealt with it Wednesday. I'm moving forward. I already addressed it. I said trust and accountability was where we had a shortfall. I have nothing more to add.
Mike, is the plan for him to be inactive on Monday?
Haven't done the worksheet yet, but that always comes down to projected health, where we are at other positions. So we haven't made that decision yet.
Where are you at with some of the guys that have been out a while?
On the good news front, Joel Bitonio will work some today in practice. He'll be limited. I don't know if he'll do much beyond individual work, but he's been out of the boot, and we'll get a chance to see where he is and hopefully have a pretty good feel at the end of today, and maybe a chance to do some teamwork tomorrow, and we'll see if he can go. The other guys, just to expand. No real updates on the other guys that are in the, especially the ones in the concussion protocol.
If Joel's healthy, you put him back in and place a Cam.
Yeah, if he's cleared 100% ready to go. Now, if it's a situation where he's functional but maybe not 100%, then you would maybe consider having him up and available in case you needed him. So those are all decisions. We'll just wait and see kind of where he is with it. But that's something that's a decision we'll have to make between now and game time.
Like, how do you account for the high number of concussions you guys have had? It seems inordinate. Is it just kind of bad luck or anything?
Yeah, somebody brought that to my attention, I guess going back to 2012. And I don't know. I'd have to go back maybe task Joe Sheehan to look at it, each individual case. So I know that we've had. I don't know whether that's individual players or whether that's starts missed, but there would have to be some thought, some analysis to that. I don't know if I just have a kind of a knee-jerk reaction to that would provide an answer as to why we would be ranked where we are.
Mike, can you give us like an update on Hayden as far as, has he gone through any of the stages and had to back, kind of back? Because I know sometimes if the guys have reoccurrence of symptoms, have to start over again or have to take a break. Has he gotten?
Yeah, I think it's you get to the testing part of it, where there's a written test and a computer test, and that right now is the obstacle.
Mike, what level of comfort and confidence do you have in Cam Irving if Bitonio can't go, based on what you saw in his first start and?
We all saw there were a handful of glaring mistakes, but it wasn't the encouraging thing. It wasn't for the lack of desire, of want to. I mean, it was a rookie essentially playing in his first game outside of a handful of reps at extra tight end. So he's only going to get better the more he plays. If he has to start, we're confident, and that's why we're in no rush to push Joel back out there. You know, Cam needs to play, and this will be great. This is a good front seven. This will be a good opportunity for him. But I mean, as I've said 100 times, there's no substitute for actually playing. He was very hard on himself after this game, knowing some of the mistakes he made, and hopefully he falls into that category of hey, I made a mistake. I'm not going to make it again. But what we're most pleased about is, I mean, he played with an edge. I mean, he wanted to finish blocks and. I thought his energy and his focus, I mean, he was into it.
Could you talk about what you might have done during the bye to improve the run defense?
Went back, looked at we always go back. It's, I mean, it's a weekly thing of building that, you know, the cut-up of the negative runs. Why did they happen? You get a chance at the bye to look a little bit at it more big picture. But there were some small things. There wasn't any one glaring thing. It's a combination of a lot of little things. Sometimes it's, you know, 10 players getting a plus and one player getting a minus, and you know, the ball finding that area of the field. So it's, there are some things that the staff is moving forward with, that, you know, knowing that, hey, these are some technique issues that have repeated that we need to get cleaned up. A couple things schematically that we can do, but, you know, it was definitely, some thought was put into it. I can't say there was anything glaring to come out of it, but a lot of little details.
Mike, how has Tayshaun played for you this year? I know he had injuries early, obviously in the training camp, and missed some time during the season with the ankle. Where's his season been in your eyes?
Yeah, that's the tough part, is kind of the stop-start is getting into the flow. But when he's played, he's been solid. I mean, I know he hasn't had the big, you know, everybody wants to say, how's your safety playing? Well, how many interceptions does he have? But when he's been in there, he's been consistent. You know, a couple times he wants to be a playmaker and has been guilty of having bad eyes, as all DBs do from time to time that are competitive, want to make plays. But no complaints here. I mean, he's a good football player.
Josh the other day said, you know, that's not the way anybody wants to get their job back. But can you sense that he'll be excited and to not have his season end with, you know, the injured ribs and then not getting back on the field?
Oh, Josh has demonstrated it throughout that he's a competitor. He wants to do anything it takes to help this team win. And you know, he's preparing to go out there. And he knows it's not going to be, similar to the first game, that it's not just, you know, they're going to sit and give us the exact same coverages and the same opportunities, we're going to have to work for everything we do. And I think that's where his preparation will come in, and we're confident he'll do a good job for us.
Mike, be clear on your statement about Joe. Is that part of the baseline testing to get back to your baseline?
Yeah, there's a sequence of testing. It's compared to your baseline. So I know there's a written part of it. There's a computer part of it that goes back and compares. And I know there's different, and I'm not exactly sure the exact protocol. One, you know, it's a memory test. It's all different pieces of it. That once you clear all those, then you simulate contact, and then you get cleared by the independent.
Has he, like, a couple times? Has he tried it a couple times?
I'm not sure the exact sequence and what's happened, but I know that's where we are with it.
Thank you.